From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect.
Well, I can't remember the last time I gave you this information, but I'm going to give it again today. 68 days till the 2024 presidential election on Tuesday, November 5th, 2024. Please be registered. Please vote. And, you know, the other thing I would encourage you to do is maybe post something on your social media about what I just said. 68 days, and remind your circle of influence to be registered and to vote. It's so important that we participate, and that's something actually we'll be talking about in our first segment today. Jody Hendricks is in studio with us from the New Mexico Family Action Movement. Jody, welcome.
Thank you.
And I want to tease our second segment. Jody is not only heads up the New Mexico Family Action Movement, but is now an author.
Yes.
Now, is this first time?
Yes, this is the first published book.
Very nice. And the name of that book is Hashtag No Filter, Unmasking the Woman God Created You to Be. And actually, guys, there's content in here you'll probably want to check out, but make sure your wife is aware of the contents. We're going to go into detail about the new book in our second segment. Is that okay, Joe?
Yes, absolutely. I can't wait.
to start with, for those not familiar with, I don't know why they would be, because we have you on every month. New Mexico Family Action Movement. Who are they?
Well, we are a faith-based nonprofit policy group. So what we do is we advocate for biblical values in the policy at the state level of New Mexico. So we are constantly working in and outside of the legislative session, working with legislators, working on policy that will protect our biblical values. We also work to educate voters across New Mexico so that they know what it looks like to vote for their biblical values. And we give them the information that they need so that they can approach the polls knowing exactly what they are prepared to vote for and what it would look like to stand firm for their biblical values.
And you inform people via the website NMFAM, real easy to remember, New Mexico FAM, NMFAM.org, and you'll find all kinds of great information. Really kind of surf the site. You know, I've been trying to tell people about that with our site too at klyt.fm. You know, whether it's your site or a Better Together New Mexico or Rio Grande Foundation or klyt.fm, there's so many resources people may not even be aware of that's out there to assist those that are logging on, or maybe someone that they know needs some of the things that we inform about on the websites. But nmfam.org is no exception those providing quality content and information especially for those living right here in New Mexico. You guys have been busy and are going to continue to be busy as we approach, the election that I mentioned, which, by the way, is only 68 days away. Did
right.
you know that?
That's only 68 days. So much to do.
Yeah. Are you registered, Jody?
I am registered. Okay. Are you registered?
I am.
Good.
And, plan to vote. God willing, the crick don't rise.
Good.
Okay. what are the plans for New Mexico Family Action Movement? I know there's things you'll be doing with your team to assist those that are planning on being active.
Absolutely. So, you know, one of the things I mentioned that we do is we're really focused on educating voters so that they know what's happening in their state. Well, of course, it's very important to be educated before you go and vote. And so we're helping to educate voters this election cycle by creating a voter guide. And we've been blessed to work with a couple other teams on this. So this is a combined effort. And so I believe that the quality is top notch. You're going to find every race in New Mexico Mexico, as far as House and Senate seats for the state, you're going to find a comprehensive voter guide to be able to look at a side-by-side of the candidates that are on the ballot. And of course, we'll also be putting information out there on the federal candidates, and so that voters can see where these candidates are ranking. We're considering things like business, family, life, and the Second Amendment. Now, when you're looking at family, that's going to include parental rights. That's going to include transparency in education. That's going to include parents being protected to make medical decisions for their children. All of these issues that we've been seeing in our state over the last several years are going to be represented in this voter guide. So you're really going to want to watch for that as we release it, so that you can see for your area what the candidates look like and where they're ranking in these areas.
So when that is released, do you anticipate that being at nmfam.org in the Action Center?
Yes, yes. Okay. There will actually be multiple places that it will be released, but you can always count on finding it on our website at the Action Center for New Mexico FAM.
Okay, and you know, and talking about kids and school, let me just drop this real quick. If you haven't been to our website at klyt.fm, through the end of the month, so through the end of this week, we will continue to have the Back to School for Parents guide. This was put together by Focus on the Family, and I'm getting it with another group that worked hard to put it together, the Family Policy Alliance.
Yes, that's our parent company. Yeah. That's where we started.
That worked on this. And it's not, it's not like, okay, make sure they have Spiral and Big Chief. Now, I just dated myself. for those who remember there was another folder everyone used to. Anyway, it's not school supplies. It is really making sure you know how to protect your children, specifically if they're going back to public school. But you know what? Private school as well, wherever your kids, they're your kids. Mm-hmm. So find out how to protect your kids. It's easy to get to. Go to klyt.fm. And actually, I must have stolen this from you guys, because we created an Action Center at klyt.fm. We just put the links on the homepage, so they're real easy to get to. But one of them being that Back to School guide. Parents, go click on that through the end of the month. And thank you, not only for the great, I'm telling you, I didn't think Family Action Movement's Action Center, but that's what we've done, and it is a chance to participate in things going on in our community. Is there anything right now on the Action Center at nmfam.org that you want to highlight and draw people to?
Right now, actually, there's going to be something releasing this week. We have been working on a partnership with a group called Christians Engaged, and we're able to partner with them to help specifically focus on New Mexico voters. And what that's going to be, when it's going to be released in our email this week, but it's also going to be put on our Action Center. And it is a way for you as a voter in New Mexico to be able to get text or email reminders of when it's time to vote, what you need to know, where to go to get the information that you need on the candidates on your ballot. And so you'll have an opportunity to sign up for that. Now, I want to tell you, you are not going to be bombarded with emails. This is not just another email list. This is specifically signing up saying, I want to be reminded so that I don't lose track of it. Because, you know, life is busy. And these, especially during the political seasons like this, everybody kind of gets to a point where you want to just tune it out. You're so over it.
Well, and I can almost hear, you know, you or me talking to a friend, hey, did you go vote? You know what? I totally meant to. I just got so busy.
Yes.
And maybe even someone saying, you know what, next time, would you remind me?
Right, exactly. Well, and that's what we're doing. So we've heard that in the past of, oh, shoot, I forgot, or I just missed it.
Yeah.
And so we want to really provide a way to help everyone by giving them these reminders. And so that's going to be something that I would say is the next action that they're going to need to take. And again, I said that will be on the website, on our Action Center, by the end of this week.
All right. And again, that's at nmfam.org. Now, you've partnered with others to create this voter's guide that's going to be coming out, and it will be in the Action Center eventually at nmfam.org. You're cooperating with others out in the East Mountain. Earlier this year, you had some great times getting families together and people out to get connected with various organizations in our community. And what'd you call those events?
Our Family Fun Festivals.
Yeah. Now, this isn't a New Mexico Family Action Movement event, but you're partnering with someone.
Yes.
And the other festival, I mean, you anticipate that coming back, you know, sometime after the election season.
Yes, yes. The election season has gotten so busy that our focus is, of course, on preparing voters for that election day. So our festivals will pick up again next season when it starts to get warm again.
So what's happening out in the East Mountains on September 22nd?
Yes. So there's going to be a great Freedom Festival out there. There's a lineup of speakers speaking on different issues. I get to be one of those speakers speaking on faith, family, and freedom. And then we also have a bunch of great organizations coming out to present a festival very similar to what we've done here in Bernalillo. But the addition that we're excited to partner with Freedom Families United is the Freedom Kids Business Fair. So we are really working on building up our kiddos, really encouraging their entrepreneurial spirit, because of course our kids today are our leaders tomorrow.
Now, you're talking about, and we talked about this off the air a little bit, you're talking about kids age 8 to 18.
Yes, yes.
So tell us what you already know clearly about what you can prepare them for and what they are able to do as an entrepreneur before adulthood.
So it's a great opportunity for them to learn, you know, how do I create a product to sell? Start thinking about what do I need in order to create that product?
Business
what
plan.
Kind of, yeah. So in fact, when the kiddos sign up to be a part of this business fair, which is a competition, there are three different prizes, one prize for each age group that we have broken down. But they're going to have to give a pitch to the judges, a business pitch, right, to say, hey, this is what I'm doing.
I won't say Shark Tank. I love it, though.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and it's really a great opportunity because the kids have to sell something at their booth at this festival. They have to have a product to sell. And then they have to have a business plan and they have to be able to give that pitch to the judges. Now, these are all details that they'll get if they sign up for the business fair, which if you've gotten our newsletter, there's been a link to our registration event page. But I'll also be putting that on our foundation page on our website under our festival information.
And that's nmfam.org. And then just click on foundation.
Yes.
And then I'm guessing, yeah, if you go down, you'll find the information once it's posted.
Yes, yes. So that's, again, we're going to be putting that up this week. And we're going to be welcoming all kids ages 8 to 18 to come out and participate in it. You do have to register. So make sure that you go through the registration process so that we have a space for you.
Okay.
But also that will guarantee that you get all of the information that you need in order to have what is necessary for the competition.
Okay. And Jody's going to make sure I have all the information for that event. So you can find it at klyt.fm on the events page as soon as we get it. So watch for it there as well. We look forward to getting kids involved in that. Now, as far as a product, a tangible product, or can they sell like charm, wit, and personality?
Well, you have to have a tangible product. It has to be something that can be fulfilled at the event. So, you know, a lawn business, while it's great, and a lot of kids, my own son has his own lawn business, but that is not something that you can actually sell and deliver at the event. So we're not looking for services necessarily. We're looking for product, something that you can sell right there at the event, and make sure you have a way to collect money for what you sell. You have to make sure that you're set up properly to be able to conduct your business. So, you know, we have kids who are going to be doing baked goods. I know my two little girls are going in together to do baked goods, but specifically gluten-free, because one of my little girls has to be gluten-free. Another kiddo's doing sewing. She's making custom dresses, and she's going to have several there to show off, and then the ability to sell them right there at the table. I mean, all kinds of stuff. You just be creative.
Now, there's a book out there. It's called Steal Like an Artist. I don't know if you've ever seen this book, but I'm going to help maybe a young entrepreneur. I saw a meme that was selling red hats with white font that said, "Make Chuck Rose to $1.49 again."
That's great.
So there you go.
Yep. You know, just be creative.
All right. Listen, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Jody Hendricks with the New Mexico Family Action Movement. Jody, can you stay with us through a break?
Absolutely.
All right. Because when we come back, we're going to tell you about a brand new book, hashtag No Filter, Unmasking the Woman God Created You to Be. Author Jody Hendricks is going to be with us after the break on ABQ Connect. We are continuing our conversation with Jody Hendricks with the New Mexico Family Action Movement. And a reminder, go to nmfam.org. On their page, you will, in a short time, continue to go back if you don't see it, find a voter's guide in the Action Center and information about a September 22nd event in Edgewood. Is that right?
Yes.
That's coming up that you'll want to be a part of under the foundation page. They're not there now, but they will be. And we encourage you to go back to nmfam.org. And actually, just kind of practice going there because there's always updated information. But let's get to this new book. Jody is an author now. Hashtag No Filter, Unmasking the Woman God Created You to Be. What was your inspiration here, Jody?
Well, really, it was my own journey to this hashtag No Filter concept. I was asked to speak at an event several years ago, and the director of the ministry that had asked me said, you know, my thought for this conference is going to be vision, because it was going to be in 2020. So I started really researching this idea of vision, and of course came to Paul's prayer for the Ephesians, where he prays that the eyes of their hearts would be enlightened. And I began to really, you know, talk to the Lord about it and say, what would this look like to truly live and see with this vision from an enlightened heart, this vision that God intends for us to see with, how it affects my view of God, how it affects my view of myself. And so I began going down this path of study and really digging into God's word deeper and deeper, and began to realize all of the things that were filtering my vision. Mm. They were filtering myself, really, to other people, to myself. I began to realize all of these filters and masks that I had donned over the years, trying to be what I thought I was supposed to be, trying to live up to the expectations of those around me.
Right.
Until at one point it got so far that I realized I didn't know who I was unless I knew who was in the room with me. Then I would know who I was. Then I would know what was expected of me.
Chameleon-esque?
Yes, very much so. And, you know, it's exhausting to walk around trying to hold on to all of these filters, trying to look the part and fill the role that you think is expected of you. And maybe, like I said, even what you expect of yourself, because it's not necessarily what God has intended for us. It is not what He has designed us in this grand design. When He created each one of us, He had a plan and a purpose. And we begin to filter that because we're trying to fit in our world. We're trying to fit into what we think society tells us we're supposed to be, maybe even our Christian circles, especially within our Christian circles, right? I was supposed to be that girl that had it all together. I was supposed to be that girl that always had the right answer. And I got through a season of fire, I like to call it, where I realized I'm not that girl. I don't have it all together, and I don't have the perfect answer every time. And that's okay. It does not affect my value, because my value does not come from those around me. My value comes directly from the Creator Himself. And as His creation, I need no filter.
Yeah, well, I love what I'm hearing. And I'm going to kind of mirror back to you what I'm hearing. There's a lot of distractions, a lot of things that would keep us from maybe, that would actually help us to miss the mark in some areas.
Yes.
Literally sin, and in other areas, just you know, maybe not be as sharp as we should be. And as, you know, we're reminded in the book of Luke, Jesus grew in wisdom and stature. Mm-hmm. And if we just go on that path, and focus on what he wants for, and if we're in his word, that's going to have an impact on our lives and make us more like him. I imagine life being I bet as you've gone through this and removed these filters and masks, life's gotten a lot more simple, hasn't it?
It has. It really has. It's so freeing because I no longer am worried about the opinions of other people. Yeah. Now, that doesn't mean that someone's poor opinion doesn't hurt. I'm still human, and I like to be liked.
I'm going to tell you, and this, gosh, I don't know if this will sound callous or harsh, but as I've gotten older, and those things come around, one of the things that I'm kind of like, consider the source, not to demean the person who's doing whatever. Consider the source, because if it's not from your heavenly Father,
exactly,
then why are you concerned?
Right. They're just sinners like me. So why should I be more concerned about their opinion than I am about my Heavenly Father's opinion? And the book it's a Bible study. So it's really going to explore God's word deeply. It's really going to encourage the reader to dig deep. I'm a firm believer in teaching someone how to fish rather than giving them the fish. And so that's what this book is going to do, is it's really going to give you a few tools, but then really challenge you to dig deep so that you can see what God's word says, so that you can understand what the Heavenly Father is saying to you about why you were created, who you were created to be, what he has called you to do. What is it that is standing in the way of that? What filters have you donned that you don't even realize are there? And what would it look like to drop those filters and thus walk in a manner worthy of our calling?
Okay, well, I'm going to be careful here because we're a non-commercial station, and I want to make sure we're providing information and not a call to action. But I'm going to guess you've made it available at just typical places where you'd go and look for something new to read.
Yes, yes. There's several different places you can get it. You can go straight to my website, and you can see all the different purchase options are interested.
And you mean NM?
No, you can go. Actually, this is my author website, jodyhendricks.com.
There you go. And let me spell Hendricks and Jody. J-O-D-I. And then Hendricks is H-E-N-D-R-I-C-K-S. .com.
Yes.
JodyHendricks.com. And the book's called hashtag No Filter, Unmasking the Woman God Created You to Be. And you know what? I want to touch on this because I did earlier. Some guys have looked through this and come back to you and had comment.
Yes. Yes. In fact, several of my endorsements come from pastors around the country who have read the book, and they said that they gleaned just as much from it as a woman, because this idea of living this hashtag no filter life, of recognizing these filters, is not just for women. It really is for all of us. So while I will say the front of the book is very girly, right? It's a princess dress holding a masquerade mask. That tagline, unmasking the woman God created you to be. Yes, it is primarily written for women. However, the writing itself, the content itself, is for anyone.
Very good. Well, we've been visiting with Jody Hendricks with the New Mexico Family Action Movement in our first segment. Our second segment was with author Jody Hendricks, the author of the book, Hashtag No Filter, Unmasking the Woman God Created You to Be. And we would encourage you to go to both those websites for information at nmfam.org. And if you don't find what we talked about earlier as far as Voter's Guide and events happening under the Foundations tab or under the Action Center tab, continue to go, because Jody's continuously updating that. And then, of course, the other website is Jody Hendricks, Jody with an I, no E, J-O-D-I, Hendricks, H-E-N-D-R-I-C-K-S. com. And Jody, thanks so much. Can we do this again next month?
Yes, please.
All right. looking forward to it. Stay with us. We're going to catch up with Johnny and Friends, J-O-N-I, Johnny and Friends, New Mexico, when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect.